got left in him. So,
Kyle, you got to run.
Carry on that torch, man.
Run it for us, big. All right. Come on, big boy.
All right. It is the Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk.
I wish I had recordings of everything we talked about off the air. It would be amazing. That thing we could sell. That thing you could air on, like, XM.
Yeah. Yep. Podcast.
We'd be the Opie and Anthony show on XM. Oh,
it's entertainment.
Oh, man.
You have to be careful, though.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's really... Sometimes I am mad that we'll talk about something that we were better off the air than we were. I'm like, gosh dang it.
I got caught doing that with Kyle yesterday.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion.
We did that like two straight breaks.
And I was like, wait. Let's save this for the air.
It is funny because for the most part, except when Lon goes off on some weird thing, which just happened, normally we talk sports for 2 hours, whether we're on the air or taking a break. And sometimes it's like, hey, that'd be a good segment to talk about. We should bring that up. Not the last one, though. We're going to leave that one be. Just take the torch, Kyle. Come on, kid. Got a lot of faith in you. How was the environment for Purdue, Kyle, and the Orange Crush?
It was great. It was the best I've been at. Obviously, I've only been here 2 years. Yeah. But from the jump, it was like even the – half hour before tip off, you could feel
that's
it.
That's awesome.
The first half, Illinois played great and place was on fire. It's just too bad Braden Smith had to put us to sleep at the end. But
now I'm an emotional guy, Derek. You know that.
I do.
I watched senior night for the seniors for STM this year, knowing that Andrew is next year. I was crying. And they're not even my kids. And I'm like, what am I going to be like next year? Like, I am going to be, although I think when you're the one going out, you're just kind of like, yeah, let's go. What the heck? You got a game.
Well, doesn't Andrew have a COVID year? And then he could sue the IHSA to get a sixth. That's a great transition, by the way.
Well, he was injured for a lot of this season.
Yeah.
That's a great
medical
call.
Medical red shirt.
That's a great call. I'll bring that up to him tonight. I think we're going to eat after the showcase. But what were the emotions like watching, especially Coleman Hawkins?
Pretty cool. I think that one thing that I thought about, number one, just the environments that are back in State Farm Center.
Yes.
That he, of course, being part of that program to deliver back
good
to this
point.
Fan base. That, and I found myself reminiscing and kind of just putting things in perspective quite a bit during the game and then afterwards of looking around and seeing all the way up to the last row and everybody standing up. And like
awesome.
That's what I remember back as a kid in early 2000s. Of course, as I've mentioned, I was fortunate enough to be at the Illinois Wake Forest game. And
yes.
I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. That's always the top gold standard of an environment at Illinois. But there's been some other really, really good ones through the years too. Of late, you've got the Iowa regular season finales. You've got the Purdue one, but even just, you bring a ranked team into State Farm Center, you expect it to be sold out, rowdy, and a great place to be. I think another thing, even though Purdue's a squad that Coleman's going to go out, unless they meet again Sunday at the Big Ten tournament and Illinois wins, he'll go out with a losing streak against them.
Wow.
But flipping the Wisconsin streak and the Michigan streak and some of these others, Indiana, Illinois had a lot more success recently than prior to his arrival as well, that those things changed when Coleman was part of the mix. Of course, a lot of guys go into that that revolution, that change back. But just to know also he was one of those true four-year guys.
Amen.
Not that it wasn't cool watching Terrence or Marcus or those guys walk out there. And Marcus is on one heck of a heater, man. He's, he's a hell of a player.
He had his senior night at Wisconsin.
Yeah, true. True. But
he's
he was
like,
great down the stretch
home.
Against Purdue, too.
He was.
But, yeah, to see someone that's actually done a full 4 years, you don't take those for granted now, and they mean a little bit more.
That's very cool. That's cool to hear. I could tell the environment. I mean, you could tell it was up there. So that's great. And like you said, Pipes, it's nice to get it back. I was very fortunate to cover a lot of games back when Lon Kruger and Bill Self were winning Big Ten championships and going on big runs, and man, there was nothing better than it. That anticipation of Michigan State coming to Assembly Hall back in the day, yep. and it was like, I'm going to get there early. We're going to do a live shot. We're going to get ready, and then let's go. Let's sit back and enjoy 2 hours of high-level basketball, and that's certainly what you saw with Illinois-Purdue.
There's no doubt. On the note of, well, first they made the joke about the COVID year and suing the NCAA and whatnot and the four-year players. Look, guys, I like – it's fun to go through a transfer portal offseason just in terms of the possibilities, like the thrill of the chase, so to speak, yes. to be in it and to kind of hear some of the buzz that goes around of, oh, you know, this guy's about ready to go in the portal, and, oh, if this guy jumps in, Illinois would have a great chance, and Illinois going after some big fish like they did with Shannon, like they did with Matthew Meyer, which right. were huge wins for Illinois. Marcus Damask was a big win and whatnot. And it's added another layer of entertainment in the offseason.
Big time.
Of course, more stress on right. my end.
But it's again, great for me.
Yeah, as a fan, you don't have to worry about that. You just wait till I post an article or whatnot. You don't got to worry about that. I'm not telling anybody to worry about it. I think, though, just let me ask before I go on this. What do you guys currently think of not just maybe the state of college basketball, but right. just the idea that you have all this movement in the portal, and there are a lot of opportunities to get people, but also a lot of opportunities to lose people. Like, what do you guys think? What's the temperature on that?
Well, the other day I was checking to see how much cap space the Arizona Cardinals have leading into the free agency and NFL draft. Now I feel like I need to ask you, how much cap space will Illinois have in NIL money
yeah.
once Shannon's off the books and yeah, Coleman's true. Off the books? And, you know, I mean, it's funny in a way, but it's true. It's like, oh, okay, well, let's say they spent $1.3 million in NIL money this year. Does that mean we get to spend it next year, or does it go down? Does
you
it go up?
You get to spend that again.
Right. Yeah. So what started out as kind of a funny thing when I was looking at this cap space for the Cardinals the other day and started thinking about Illinois in basketball, and I started thinking, that's for real. Like, that's a realistic thing. Like, Illinois is losing a ton of veterans and getting back a lot of money. They're not getting the money back, but you get what I'm saying. They now have the ability to spend more money on other guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That to me seems like a problem, but it is what it is. And that's what college basketball is now. I forever, and don't get me wrong, I love what Terrence Shannon did here in 2 years. I love what Marcus Damask has done here in 1 year. I think it's been cool to watch Gary A and the story of him having as a daughter, right? Having a daughter. Yep. And I still will always crave the Coleman Hawkins stories. The guys that came here and stuck it out when he wasn't getting the playing time he probably wanted as a sophomore and maybe even as a junior. He seemed like he was always kind of in Brad's doghouse for a long time, but he stuck it out. And that to me is the polarizing storyline for me. So you asked me what the state of college basketball. I don't think we're going to see many more Coleman Hawkins. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Luke Goody could be the next. Not with the same impact as Coleman. We get that. But certainly a guy that was here for 4 years, got a degree in 3 years, we know, and probably a master's degree when it's all said and done, which should be something we for sure brag about for a student athlete to be able to do that. But I fear that those days are done, essentially, and that we've turned into more of a professional, obviously, setting where it's more free agency than it mm-hmm. is recruiting. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little frustrating to me, I guess, as a traditionalist. I'm sure for Kyle, it's not a big deal. It's like, this is all I've ever known, essentially. You know, I missed the Lucas Johnsons that came through, the Corey Bradfords, the guys that were here for 4 years and gave it their all. And you watched them as freshmen, and I remember interviewing those kids as freshmen, and they were, well, Lucas was always kind of spectacular to interview. But, you know, you'd interview some of those freshmen, they were horrible. Like, you're like, if I want a story here, I'm not going to that dude.
Yep.
And then by the time they were juniors, you know, I could look at Corey Bradford and be like, give me 22 seconds on shooting threes in the Big Ten. And he'd be like, and stop at 21.9 seconds. You know, I'm just like, that's incredible. And it was fun to watch the maturation of those guys, and it was fun to build a friendship with those players. Something you do. Now, admittedly, I'm not in that role anymore where I'm covering the guys. So even with a guy like Coleman Hawkins, I'm not building a relationship personally between him. But I feel like from the outside, I've built a relationship with Coleman Hawkins. I've watched him go through the ups and downs. Marcus Damask a little different because I watched him at SIU. But like Gary A., I have no connection to him, right? I mean, I'm glad that he came to Illinois finally after three attempts. And guys like Terrence Shannon, I don't have any connection to him, except that he's on my favorite team to watch, you know, when it comes to high level, unless they play Southern. I got to get that out there. Yeah. It's the caveat. But, yeah, I mean, in that regard, that's a long-winded answer, and I'm sure Kyle will give a more precise answer. But the state of college, I guess it is what it is, and I've got to roll with it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Kyle?
Yeah, you mentioned it. For me, the start of my, like, true college basketball fan. I mean, I watched college basketball as a kid, but sure. The last, like, 5 years is when I've really gotten into it, and obviously being here in school, and that has aligned with just this transformation of college basketball. So it really is kind of what I'm used to. I'm more used to this world right. than I am the world previous, in which you had all these four-year guys, and every offseason wasn't, well, which six portal players are we bringing in? It's, well, which freshmen and which guys are graduating?
Yeah, who's going to step up? What role will Corey Bradford play next year? What role will Lucas Johnson play? Will Demir Kripalia, will he be kind of a sixth guy, or can he rebound with the best of them in the Big Two? Can Robert Archibald? You don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the only thing I've got coming back next year is Luke Goody, and I assume he'll be on this team, and will he be able to shoot at a better percentage?
Right.
I'll shut up, Kyle, again.
No, but I just am meaning that, yeah, for me, it's been much easier for me to accept it and just kind of ride with it. Now, I do think, and I think Pipes is kind of going to lead us in this direction, but I do think the COVID year has made it. The COVID situation happening right on the hinges of the transfer portal and the one-time transfer opening up, I think has made it a lot more chaotic than maybe it will be going forward, because I think once you stop having all these fifth-year guys and the numbers in the portal aren't 3,000 players anymore and maybe it's like 1,000, then I think it'll be a little bit more tolerable.
That's a great point.
I don't know. That's just for me, that's just kind of what college basketball is.
Before your rant, can I add one last thing?
Do so.
When I talk about how those classes came through, and I keep hitting on Corey and those guys, Lucas and such, the realization of when they graduated was also the worry of, we're not going to be very good next year. Now, if you look at this Illinois team right now and you picture how many guys you're going to be losing, and I know someone asked us to go through that, a little bit of that for next season, which we will, that's a scary thought of what you're losing to what you might have. So I'll say this, in a weird way, I appreciate the portal now because it can always keep you relevant.
No doubt.
And that's what Brad has essentially become. He's become a coach that has kept his club relevant via the portal the last two or three seasons, and I have all the faith in the world that he and this staff are going to get Illinois to a point where they are again relevant in the heavyweights of college basketball next season. That's the good news, is that I think it now, for a program like Illinois, while we don't have the shiny national championship, I think it's good for us as fans because we have the means, NIL, and the history, and I think that helps a little bit with some recruits, and the location. I still think Illinois could be that spot where a lot of guys come back home, where you don't get them on that first recruit. A Terrence Shannon comes back home, essentially. I think that's huge for Illinois, where they're located. And so, in that sense, I think it's good to be an Illini fan in that you're always going to be relevant no matter how many guys are graduating, because you're going to be one of those top 10 spots, I think, in recruits that are in the portal saying, well, hell, why wouldn't I go to Illinois? They're paying me good money. They've competed. They've won the most Big Ten games in the last blah, blah, blah. I mean, we all know the stats. So
they've also gotten more out of, like, they found another level of Terrence Shannon.
That's a great point.
They found maybe even another level of Marcus Damask.
That's an even better point, Pipes, is that they've taken these guys and even grown their games to where now a kid on the portal can say, well, look, I can go there and not just be maybe a piece. Yeah. I can actually develop into an NBA kind of guy.
Yeah, I think that's all great. I think that Brad is getting rewarded because he built it the traditional way, like by getting Io and Kofi and those guys, Trent, through the high school recruiting, got rid of and slapped the apathy away from the fan base, got them back, got winning back, and then when the portal opened up, you had an NIL base that was hungry,
right,
still for more, but was revitalized. They were excited. They had a reason to really buy all the way in, and then Brad was able to go out there, use that NIL, use the fact that Illinois was relevant because they had won, and then they've been able to piece this together. And look, I love, like, baseball hot stove's fun.
Yeah.
NFL free agency, what's about to start up, is fun.
Let's go.
And when you're a team that, like, has a ton of cap space and you go in and you just, like, I want this and I want this and I want this, that's fun as a fan.
And
Illinois is going to have some of that coming up in April. Like, and I think that's going to be fun.
Yep.
Like, it will be. But here's the thing. Okay,
I don't have to be the first to report it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You do.
Right. So, and look, beyond that, I just think there's – and I'm not going to come off, I don't want to come off as like anti-player empowerment, anti-player compensation, because I'm not. It's just, it's gone too far. And it continues to go further. There are no guardrails now. And look, the NCAA, which deserves a lot of blame through the years for a number of different things, like they've been too inconsistent in their pursuits of infractions,
yep,
how long it takes them to decide on stuff, how much they actually put the hammer down when they do that. Also inconsistent in their waiver process and all this stuff. And they've just been proven to be very flimsy and not have much of a backbone. But and then through the time, by holding so strong to the amateurism and not wanting to give their piece of the pie, which they still haven't given because it's the
right
donor money and it's the NIL money that's not the NCAA's money.
No.
They've gotten to the point where players finally challenged them enough and it went to court and they just continue to lose.
Yep.
Now, the problem with that is they're losing in court opens it up to where there are no rules.
Mm-mm.
So you're going to go in an offseason now with the fact of, all right, anybody can go in the portal as many times as they want. That's already not a rule. Like, there's no guardrail against that. You can go in the portal whenever you want. With the lawsuit that allowed multi-time transfers to get immediate eligibility, as of right now, there's no rule that that prevents anybody from transferring the second time, the third time, the fourth time,
without
immediate eligibility,
I
as it stands right now.
Okay.
Then you have the fact of NIL discussions, which were already happening anyway. I don't have as much of a problem with that. Like the fact that anybody in the portal can meet with Icon and pretty much have a negotiation. I think the thing, though, that bothers me, and I'll just tell you what sparked this today, and it's been something I thought of, but I read on Maryland's 24/7 site that there's an expectation that Julian Reese is probably going to go in the portal, not necessarily to leave, but to open up negotiations, to talk to this team, to talk to this team, to talk to this team, see what his quote-unquote market value is, go back to Maryland and say, this is what I'm getting offered. How do you beat it? Do you beat it? And then I'll make my decision from there. This is going to happen a ton.
That was the Kofi Coburn move, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah
you're
call.
Right.
That's a great
I'm glad
call.
You brought that up. So we're going to see this. This has been building where it's going to be handled like professional level, where if every player in the NFL or the NBA or the MLB had an opt-out, a free opt-out, now maybe if they didn't have that good of a year, they wouldn't opt out because they want to stick to their $30 million.
It's more controlled in professional
sports.
But
that's the thing. They want to be treated like professionals, but the guardrails are there in professional sports.
Right. No, you've got a 4-year contract.
You signed
you're
a 4-year deal.
Yep.
You can't go in. You can't opt out after every year.
Yep.
So that's the problem where these players aren't being held to because there isn't anything. You sign an NIL deal. That's where you need to get multi-year NIL stuff that keeps players at a certain spot to provide some protections. Because look, and if I'm from the other side, if I'm an NIL agent and I'm representing, let's say I'm representing Coleman Hawkins and he has a COVID year.
Yeah.
And he decides instead of going to the NBA, I'm going to come back to college. I'm going to go into the portal, or let's just say he doesn't do that. If I'm advising him, I might say you could go to the portal and see exactly what you're worth to
the
highest dollar.
See what those West Coast
number.
Trips or those West Coast schools will give you.
And everybody would do that on that side. But it's created just madness in college basketball to where you're going to go in an offseason where it doesn't matter how many times anybody's transferred, doesn't matter, loyalties don't matter, where you're at, recruiting evaluations. Now, it could be fun for Illinois' standpoint. Like, what if AJ Storr says, I killed it at Wisconsin, probably more so than people thought, and Wisconsin's maybe not a booming NIL base. I'm going to go into the portal. But it can hurt you the other way with Illinois and all those type of things. So it's just gone way too far, and you're asking college coaches to toe the line between being a professional coach / GM, but also like an AAU coach, because players can get pissed off at you after one tournament in AAU and say, I'm out. I'm off your team. I'm going to be on somebody else's team tomorrow.
Wow.
And obviously you can't do that in the pros. Now, there are the top level players that, like, when Anthony Davis wants to get traded, Anthony Davis is probably going to get traded like
right.
he did.
Right.
But I think another thing, which would never happen, if you want to say, like, Jaden Epps, okay, you hate playing for Brad Underwood. You signed a multi-year NIL deal. You know what we're going to do? We're gonna piece you and RJ Melendez, and we're going to trade you to Toledo, and we get Ray J. Dennis. So you don't want to play for Brad anymore. That's fine. You're playing in the MAC.
But you're under our control for another year.
You know, we had you. You want this to be professional style.
Yep.
Let's make it all the way professional.
Ooh, I'd never thought of that.
We just got Ray J. Dennis, and you're playing in Toledo. Now go ahead and decide not to go back in a game there.
Okay, so now, like, that's something I've never thought of, and I like that.
That's never going to happen, but that's where the checks and balances are there. You're giving the freedoms, and you're giving the earning potential, and you're giving the freedom of movement, but you're not holding them to, well, you went to this place, you signed this deal, you got to be here for free for a few years.
Yep.
Or they're, you know, you're unhappy with them. What if they're unhappy with you? They can trade you.
Yes. I think you were able to get by with 2 years with Terrence Shannon, right? And I think Illinois probably answered the bell when it came to money for Terrence, I'm assuming. And I think Terrence did like the move to Illinois. I think it was one. Like, I didn't get too worried about him jumping back in the transfer portal after last year. Of course, could he have done that last year with those rules last season? Could he have jumped in there again, or would he have had to sit out a season?
You're saying after his first year?
In other words, when he transferred from Texas
It would have been a sit out, but then there was a lawsuit. That then,
but not
middle
last
of this
year,
season,
right?
Right. It was the middle of this season that guys like Curbelo and Adam Miller, who were multi-move transfers.
Yep.
There was a ruling that said, no, actually, you can't keep these guys from playing. So then they were eligible.
So that played in your favor with Shannon. I don't know that he even attempted it. But I'm just saying, he's the one example of a 2-year guy that you've gotten in the portal. Everybody else has been a 1-year guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you look at this season.
Alfonso Plumber, 1-year guy. All the guys this year, 1-year guys.
1-year guys. So now, I guess, to combat what you're saying, do staffs now only recruit guys that are on their final season from the portal? Does that make sense? Do you waste your time with a sophomore from SIU that has 2 more seasons of playing time? Or do you go ahead and take a junior from Drake that only has 1 season left? And so you don't have to mess with that kid playing here 1 season, doing really well, and then possibly leaving you again. The only problem is you hit lightning in a bottle with these guys this season in terms of their ability to connect.
Right, yeah.
And
it doesn't always happen.
I don't think that always happens.
Obviously, the year before at Illinois.
Absolutely.
Or, like, Texas teams have had some of that where they go out and add, like, 7 guys in the portal and they don't, as a team, collectively click.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's, do you want to play that game, right? I know Bill brought up a good point that some recruits now in high school may just go to a place where they feel like they can develop for 2 years and then go on to bigger things.
Yeah.
So if you want to use the valleys, since I'm using that avenue today, I'd rather, let's say I'm an athlete. I'm mildly good. I could get to Illinois, but probably not start. I could go to Southern, start for 2 years, then play at Illinois my junior and senior year and be really good here at Illinois, as opposed to going to Illinois and then being basically recruited over, not only from the high school ranks, but from the portal.
Mm.
And it's a good point. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
there's little incentive to be that bench player for
right.
2 years at a high major level if you can go be a star, even a like a starting role player
Podzimski.
Or what have you, yeah, at a different place, and then maybe transfer up if you want to go that route.
Yeah. 217 said, why not make all NIL deals a minimum 2-year deal? Well, now see, you're getting into what professional sports has, and that's why there's strikes, that's why there's holdouts, because they're always tinkering on either side trying to get more from the owners, or the owners are not wanting to give more to the players. So now you would have an issue on that, where, in other words, I don't think players would fight that to the teeth. There
right.
would be attorneys everywhere saying, well, you can't sign him to a 2-year NIL deal.
Yeah. And
I mean, I agree with the 217.
Part of the problem, and what we're going to have to get past, and I think it was Bill that brought this up on the U of I Atlanta League text line, it is pay for play.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have to stop the charade of what NIL really is for the most part.
Yes.
Like, there are endorsement deals. You know, Caitlin Clark on State Farm, that's not
yep.
a – well, because Iowa's in bed with State Farm. No, that's because she's the most marketable player in women's college basketball and just
in
college athletics.
Basketball. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's got that deal. You have to tie it to the university, because without it, there's a degree of separation where you can't have an NIL deal that says, okay, you're only getting this money because – so you have to play these games. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
So that's where it has to change and morph. And I know that I think Bill also said something about good luck telling college players where they have to play. The trade part, I was just using as an example. It will never happen.
Right, right.
But
right.
it's an example I gave that.
It was awesome,
it's
though.
Part of like.
I would have taken that trade in a heartbeat.
What professional sports have that we're kind of just doing this pseudo professional league, but then we're taking away some of the protections for the teams.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you to feel bad for, especially the teams that can actually go compete in NIL. Like you said, it's an asset.
Yeah.
It's an asset to go out there and be able to steal somebody, or, you know, now there's a coaching change at Ohio State. Who's going to get Bruce Thornton? Who's
yep.
going to get
yep.
Roddy Gale or Felix Okparo? Now, you know, Dusty May could say, I'm going there. I'm keeping those guys, and I'm bringing John L. Davis and
mm-hmm.
Elijah Martin. My FAU team's coming with me.
Yep.
So, look, it's entertaining. It'll give us content for 3 months after the season's over.
Let me ask you this. In the past, coaches spent 100% of their time recruiting high school athletes. Or JUCO.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Back in the day, it was either if somebody changed on your team the next year, it was either from a JUCO or a high school, and rarely did you see a transfer. I still remember the kid that transferred from Wisconsin to Iowa and had to sit out an entire year because he transferred within the Big Ten Conference. And now, then it became graduates could have a year.
Mm-hmm.
So even before the portal, it was,
yes.
okay, John Eakey, I don't know if he was that guy, but you graduated from Illinois State. Well, as long as you come to Illinois and get a master's in something Illinois State doesn't offer, then you've got another eligibility. So all of a sudden, he went
Mike Thorne was one of those.
Yeah, he went from an engineer to a piano maker. You know, I don't know. and so now all of a sudden,
good program in Illinois, by the way, piano making. Hard to get into.
So I guess now then it's you. So here's my question. How much time does Brad Underwood and this staff spend recruiting high school kids? You got 100% here to use. Recruiting JUCO at all, or recruiting graduate or transfer portals? Yeah.
JUCO barely at all. In the spring, high school is probably, it's like, this might even be generous to say 75-25 portal.
Okay.
There are staffs that, usually there are only a select few, maybe two or three weekends in the spring where you can go out
right,
and recruit.
Right.
And I've seen staffs, Illinois even did it one time for a day, not an entire weekend, but they stayed on campus because they were hosting a transfer.
Unbelievable.
Instead of going out and watching high schools. But we've seen it with Illinois and a lot of other teams out there where your urgency to recruit on the high school scene is dialed down a decent amount because the portal was there, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Scott brings up a good point. When's the first college team, or when's the first college to buy a super team to bring in the LeBron and who are the other two?
D Wade and Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Like, why did LeBron not give USC like $10 million and say, go build the best team around Bronny?
I've always wondered that. I mean, I say it with Shad only because there's maybe 49 people in that breathe that are more, that have more money than him. It's like Shad Khan could essentially say, here's $20 million every year to go spend on NIL.
He could.
And maybe he does. I don't know.
No.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, why couldn't LeBron do that?
He could. Why
couldn't he say, I want Bronny to, I want him to win a national title, so go get four other, $10 million, whatever you need. If you need more than that, let me know. That's interesting. I love this 217. This is great radio. I can understand why Derek will be totally exhausted trying to explain to everyone what's going on. I've learned so much in the last 30 minutes. The trade thing was awesome. I think Toledo's putting a poop to that. I think
probably
they're like,
enough.
We need more than RJ and
well, see, then you could add in like
a player to be named
cash
later.
Cash considerations. So their NIL goes
see,
up.
That's a great.
You give them like, we'll give you $100,000 in NIL cash.
I like these deals. Kyle, you're going to be gone tomorrow. Otherwise, I was going to give you homework. Like, I want you to come in with a great NIL deal or a great trade for Illinois.
Illinois is not going to have a lot of assets left
after
this year. That's the problem.
That's the problem. The farm system is broken right now.
You got to find the Colorado Rockies out there.
Yes. Yes.
Who's Nolan Arenado and who can you?
Don't remind me about that garbage deal.
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. You guys didn't have to trade much for, was it Rizzo?
Well, we've won exactly.
He wasn't an established like, seven-time gold glover and all-star, though.
How about Arrieta?
We've won exactly zero playoff games since that deal. Darren, I like the pun. What are the keys to getting into piano making school? You better give him one. this button was used.
Immediately that first went over my head, but
piano keys. For some reason it got to me. It must be an old man's joke because you young kids don't play pianos. Hey, we got to do the roster thing next.
We do.
We have 5 million.
Get a break. get some text into.
We'll have 1 minute to explain the
roster.
So
yeah, that was my.
Hey, we could do that tomorrow too.
My thing.
If they can, I love that. Was a good. I'm with the 217. I learned. I didn't know. I thought you still on your second had to sit out a season.
Not as of right now, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard to believe.
And one other, I never got to it. The COVID part of this is where you've really hurt the guys in that Luke Goody class that came in right after the COVID season, and just you're battling with players who are 23, 24 years old, have already now played full 4 years, then get a fifth, and then if there was any kind of partial, I know some people are wondering about Marcus Damask, although Kyle had a good note today that maybe he'd want to share, that if Marcus applied for a medical red shirt for missing part of the COVID season, he then essentially would be able to play 5.5 years. Now, would Illinois fans complain about that?
No,
and they shouldn't. I'd love covering Marcus for another year. I just don't think that – can we not have college basketball players who have played 5.5 or 6 seasons? We don't need 25-year-olds in college basketball.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
don't hold your breath on the Damask thing.
I'm with you on that.
Cam Spencer from UConn, similar situation, had hip surgery during that COVID season, played 5 games, already applied for another year and got denied. So
I think if he's granted, he has to play it at SIU. I'll take another year of Damask at Southern now that he knows he can rip off 30 a game here. I want to see him ripping off 40 down at SIU.
Damask back to SIU for Xavier Johnson and no cover at Sticks for 10 years.
For who?
Anybody that's an Illini fan. All right, we're heavy.
We
need
are
a break.
Heavy. That's funny.
We'll be back. This
Sticks,
is The Drive.
Baby.
Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Drive with confidence. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Your vehicle will thank you for the upgrade. Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Just off Neal Street, call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto. Proven, trusted, your friends and
this is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home!
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Good vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processing.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hi, this is Amanda Jean, the founder and planner of Inspire Your Wedding and Events. After the big yes, are you daydreaming about the big I do? Join us for premier, interactive, immersive, inspirational wedding showcase to bring together vendors and couples from all over Central Illinois for your big day. Come away with ideas and vendors that will make your wedding one of the most inspiring days of your life.
Save the date on Saturday, March 23rd at the historical and unforgettable Orpheum in downtown Champaign.
For complete details, visit inspireyour.com. That's inspireyour.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for Homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Up on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5.
Lucas has a good one here.
I saw that.
which is going to lead into my question, but he said on the U of I Line Lake text line, I wasn't able to listen yesterday, but have you guys mentioned how Myers Leonard was the MVP of the game the other night? He downed two beers.
Twice.
Oh, he did it twice?
Two different times.
Woo. Well, that's a big body. You know, a lot of beer can go in that body.
He was able to put it down pretty quick, too. I was never very good at chugging beer.
No, I wasn't either. No.
But, yeah, we've seen that at, like, different professional events. I think David Bakhtiari was doing it at the Milwaukee Bucks games. That's probably one of the first times I saw it happen. Bielema then got shown right after Myers on one of them, and he had a Diet Coke in his hand, so he kind of pretended like he was going to do it. I'd like to see, like, an actual matchup.
Let's go.
Beer for beer, Myers Leonard and Brett Bielema. Money on Brett Bielema.
Best one I ever saw. Who was the Butkus kid that is now the offensive line coach that played at Illinois, won a Big Ten in 2001?
Luke Butkus?
Luke, yeah.
Yeah, Luke Butkus.
Who happened upon our tailgate last season. He just pulled in. It was the Packers. He basically said,
Remember?
Because the head coach,
LaFleur.
LaFleur just said, get out of here. Like, we've had a great training camp. You coaches get out here, go enjoy a weekend. So Luke busted it down here and tailgated and went to the Illini game. But he, one day, out of nowhere on a Saturday or something, I walk into Daly's. Now, that's not strange. I'm walking into Daly's there in Philo. Luke is in there with another buddy, and we're sitting there talking and such, and he had already graduated. So he's like, all right, Tay, let's shotgun a beer. And I'm like, I'm not shotgunning a beer against you. And he goes, I'll tell you what, I'll do a draft and you do it out of the can. I'm like, or he goes, you take the pick. And I'm like, well, and the draft was like a 16-ounce draft and I had like a 12. I could not believe he inhaled that in about 1.5 seconds. Oh, I'm like, God. That is ridiculous.
It's not fair.
I just quit. I was like, I'm not. this is ridiculous. But here's my question. Why were all the stars out that night? Was that on purpose? Like, Nick Hardy was there. Nick Allegretti was there.
Sidney Brown.
Yeah, the Brown. Or was it just Sid?
Just Sid, yep.
Sidney was there. You had, obviously, Myers Leonard was there.
Adam mentions Kendall Gill.
Oh, yeah. Kendall and Bardo. Obviously, Bardo was there to work, but Kendall was there. Was that designed to be that way?
I just think it was that...
big of a game.
Big of a game, I think. I don't know of any other reason.
Okay. Like, I can't see nothing again. I know Nick Allegretti loves Illinois. I can't see him sitting there eyeing the calendar after winning a Super Bowl going, oh, man, I got to get to that Illinois-Purdue game. But maybe he does.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I know that they have been structuring, like, icon events around basketball games. So I don't know if there was one of those involved or not. But, yeah, busy season during the NFL. And who wouldn't want to see Zach Edey and top team in the Big Ten against the Illini.
Well, and I think it's cool that they come back. Adam said, was it just me or does Kendall still look like he'd suit up and play at a high level? Heck yeah.
Yes.
Isn't he a boxer?
Yeah, he was boxing just like a few years ago.
Jose asked if Coleman has a COVID year.
He does.
So he could technically, but he's hoping.
I don't see it happening.
Okay.
I mean, he's played well enough. He's shot it consistently enough from three, like 40% from three.
Well, he'd be a good piece to add around, wouldn't he?
No doubt. I mean, if he would command like probably near $500,000 in NIL, I think.
Bill, I do have my Atlanta end card.
I think Coleman was ready to go pro. He was ready last offseason, but it was the right move to come back, and now he's done enough to where he will get drafted.
I didn't know, Andrew, that Brett Eldridge was there from Paris.
He was, yeah.
I didn't know that. Paris, Illinois.
Who's who, man? Everybody was there.
I'd say, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't see Coleman coming back either. And I'm hoping that he's able to... I saw that his dad, like, took to Twitter and was, like, shredding, you know, people for, like, well, you probably didn't even play high school basketball.
I always hate that, by the way. I like Coleman's dad, and I appreciate those guys.
Like
are
a fun dude.
Yeah. There are people, and look, I can't, even times where I think, I'm like, oh, you know, some athletes just aren't taking criticism that well. It comes with the territory, that type of thing. There are people, I've seen it, and they see it more than I do, that would go way overboard, yes, way across the line.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah, and I've thought, too, like, if it was my son in that situation, to see all the stuff that would get said about him, it would be hard to handle.
It would be.
But at the same time, yeah, I've always disliked the whole, like, well, if you didn't play in college, you can't have an opinion that matters on college basketball. Like, that stuff's stupid.
I agree. And, yeah, there's two sides of it that are dumb. Like, I'm with you because neither one of my boys are in a position where they're getting shredded on Twitter for their athletic, you know, whatever they're done or doing athletically. But it would bother you as a parent. There is no doubt. I mean, all you want to hear about is good stuff about your kids. You know, you hope they're doing everything right. And then all of a sudden say, well, Coleman can't do this or he's horrible at this. And you're just like, what? After all he's given this program for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
But I also can tell you that I went to school and played high school basketball with and against guys my age that know a hell of a lot about basketball.
Yes.
And could break down things from a very tactical spot. You know, just because our careers ended in high school doesn't mean, you know, that's like me. I've been around sports for 30 years. I've been around basketball coaches like Rich Herron. I learned some of his philosophy, not like I was coaching with him, but interview him enough, you know, to where, like, I was around Lon Kruger, I was around Bill Self. There were a couple of times I'd sit in Bill Self's office and he'd talk about the game and stuff. But I'm also not going to sit there and shred some college kid, you know, about the extent of me would be, like I said the other day, that I gave Purdue credit for winning that game. And then I said, I can't wait to face Smith and Lawyer without Edie. Because it won't be as easy for them to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't. Especially Lawyer. Like, you know, he's if you got three guys dropping down, or two or three, somebody's open. And I'd rather take an open three than I would a contested one. So,
and admittedly, not to talk over you, I know we got
no,
guy
no, no,
two,
go, go, go.
I don't know how, you know, Painter has done it to a previous texter. I don't remember exactly who it was. They said, you know, why has Painter done so well about retaining guys, getting guys that don't go in the portal? Part of that's evaluation,
yeah,
and evaluating just kind of the motives of certain guys you recruit and whatnot, but. With Edie being gone, I know they've been a 7-foot factory. I don't know that William Berg, though, who's redshirting or whatnot, is going to be ready for that. Why would you, if you're a center out there in the portal, why would you not want to go to Purdue?
Amen. Amen. Although nobody's Zach Edie.
I know that for sure.
Oh, Kyle, that's your one thing you have over us, isn't it? It's the one thing that can shut us up.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh.
On the note of, like,
retaliation.
People that know what they're talking about versus not. There are 8-year-olds on Madden who know how to use timeouts and do more better game management than some NFL coaches. Like, that's real.
That is true. That's where I learned all my football skills is playing Madden.
Yeah.
The raw dog blitz or whatever it was called. I'm like, why wouldn't you just blitz every play? What the hell?
Seems to work.
It seems to work for me.
All right. We're out. Went heavy. My apologies to Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. That was a great hour. You had a great conversation. You had a
that
great
was fantastic.
Hour.
Yeah. All right.
We're not trading you for anybody.
Appreciate it.
Unless RJ Dennis for the NCAA tournament run.
Yeah. I get it.
Piper's been traded to a Baylor radio station.
I get it. Fair enough. All right. Everybody have a great night. Got no one to thank. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It is The Drive.